Fred Film Radio, International Documentary Film Festival, Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Documentary Film Festival Amsterdam, also known as ITFA. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Håvard Busnes, who is presenting his film Golden Dawn Girls at the festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Would you like to tell our listeners a little something about the film?
Golden Dawn Girls is a documentary where we follow three women, the daughter of the boss of Golden Dawn, and the wife of a parliament member, and the mother of another parliament member. Golden Dawn is an extreme nationalist party in Greece. And we start the film when all the parliament members are sent to jail, and the women has to take charge of the party.
Just to get a little background information, because some people might not be familiar with the situation, as I wasn't before I watched the movie, so completely understand. Where exactly are we in the film? What was happening in Greece when you started filming?
So the film starts in 2013. And in 2012, Golden Dawn, the extreme right-wing party Golden Dawn, suddenly became the fifth biggest party in Greece. So before that, they had like some thousands of supporters. Suddenly, after the financial crisis, they had 400,000 voters. And that's the starting point of the film.
And extreme right-wing party, what do you mean? Like, what were their sort of creed, their ethics?
So it's very anti-immigration, of course, but they are also anti-Semitic. So it's a far right, extreme far right party.
And yet, at the beginning of the documentary, when you asked them about whether there's any connection with Nazi Germany, for instance, they're like, it has nothing to do with us, and they won't even answer you, basically.
No, they look at themselves as nationalists. But of course, it's a lot of similarities with the neo-Nazis. They use symbols that are very much looks like neo-Nazi symbols and things like that. But they try to pretend like they are a serious political party.
Yeah. Before we get more into that and into the topic of the documentary, I'm also curious to find out why it was that you were interested in making such a film.
Okay, so my producer Christian Falk, he made another documentary, a music documentary called Black Hearts, where he also included a black metal band from Greece, and the bassist of this band, he was also a parliament member in Golden Dawn. So I decided to make this film, to make a bigger film about this party when we had this access.
When you approached the documentary, obviously you didn't know so much about it, maybe?
I didn't know anything, so I was really shocked. For me, Greece was like the perfect paradise for holidays from when I was a kid. We always went to Greece and met all these friendly people. So I was really shocked when I learned that Golden Dawn was the fifth largest party in Greece.
So was that part of the reason why you put yourself in the documentary and you speak in first person sometimes?
Yeah, in one way. It's also, so I decided to pick, it was not my my plan to be in the film, but during the process of the film, I also felt that it was like a tug of war between me and the characters, because they tried to control the film, and I decided to show that, and that's why I'm a character in the film as well.
Right. Your protagonists very often don't really give you straight answers to the questions that they ask.
Exactly, because they try to pretend like they're a serious party, so it was so difficult to get underneath that. So that's why we decided to also use the clips in between.
Yeah. So after a while, something happens. There's a series of arrests involving the party. Would you like to tell us more about these arrests?
Yes. So in 2013, it was a rap artist called Fissas in Greece who were killed by a Golden Dawn member. Before that, there were also a lot of violence where Golden Dawn members were beating immigrants. So in 2013, 1 year after they had the election victory, almost all the parliament members were arrested, put in custody, accused of leading a criminal organization.
As a result, the women of the party kind of become the leaders of the party.
Yes, so then suddenly the women were having to take control of the party.
And is this the moment when you realized that that was what you wanted to focus on?
Yes, so then it was a big story all over the world with arrests, and we were suddenly in the middle of a political and personal drama. And we had the access, and then we decided to make that the main focus of the film.
In other words, when you started filming, you didn't really know what you would be focusing on, so you just started filming before this happened.
Not really. We started in 2013, so it had just started. So the men were arrested when we started.
But even as you keep filming, I realize that even though they're kind of like trying not to answer your questions, they're giving you very short answers, and just kind of like, you know, trying to focus on something else, I almost got the impression that you really can't escape the truth that's lying underneath. In fact, I was wondering, did you think that, like, if you kept filming them, if you weren't disheartened by the fact that, you know, sometimes they would tell you to not film, that you would find something, that there would be something there, a moment of truth?
Yeah, really, I really try to understand them. For me, it's so strange that it's possible to have this this worldview. It's so different from my worldview, so I try to understand them. And in one way, you can say that we put up the rope and they hang themselves.
At the same time, you can't hide sometimes the fact that you're pretty shocked by what they're saying.
Of course, for me, it's really shocking what they are doing. But for them, this is natural. They are proud of what they are doing.
How can you explain the popularity?
So it's obvious that their popularity grew a lot after the financial crisis. So I think the best way to stop this is to make sure that to stop the corruption and to make sure that everybody has a decent job. I think that's the best way to stop the extreme right.
In a way, despite the fact that you are telling a story that's happening in Greece, it's really something that is happening in a lot of other places as well.
That's the shocking part. So when we started this project, it was not that big. But unfortunately, the subject became more and more relevant all over the world.
And in fact, in this film, although you deal with a lot of political things, it's obviously a politically themed film, it's also the human aspect of the story that interests you.
Yeah, for me, it's the human aspect. I'm mostly interested in the women and how they are. I find that most interesting.
Especially perhaps because usually in right-wing politics, women are not used to be playing the leading role.
Yeah, exactly. So no, they are different than I thought when I started the project. They are well educated. They are not skinheads. So it's more complex.
Well, all right. So as a final question, this documentary screening at IDFA, Golden Dawn Girls screening at IDFA, but is there any plans in the future? Are we going to see it anywhere else?
So we cannot come out with details, but we know it will be other festivals and other screenings, so it will be really interesting.
Okay, and I urge our listeners to look out for it. In the meantime, it was a pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.